Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. LaFleur moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton fires to first and picks off Fuentes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Moore and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1. Tigers, 1. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Brewers won, and the Tigers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando bunts towards the mound. Rozma fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to home to get Wolford. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Tigers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rozma covering, for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Tigers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rozma fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Bando reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Tigers, 2. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvie tags and scores. Wackenfuss tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Tim Johnson pinch hits for Lenz Acata. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rozma covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing second base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.